Really, this plan was intended to provide a list of different options that wildlife managers out on the ground could use to apply to management to meet objectives in those herds scattered all around the state.
State Game and Fish Department Director Brian Nesvik says managers can pick and choose from new tools in their toolkits because herds in different areas face unique challenges. Some areas might see expanded hunting harvest, for example, to cull infected animals. In other areas, controversial winter feedlots viewed as hotspots for infectious disease could be limited. The Wyoming Chronic Wasting Disease Management Plan is the result of a year-long process led by Game and Fish and a diverse working group of more than 30 stakeholders, including scientists, private landowners, ranchers, and hunters. The group also received hundreds of written comments and in-person feedback from the public at workshops held across the state. Joshua Kersey with the Muley Fanatic Foundation says 31 to 37 mule deer herds currently under state management have tested positive for the disease. He says while there currently is no silver bullet, the management plan is a good first step towards containing outbreaks.
But what is known is clearly chronic wasting disease can have a significant impact to where it will eventually, when given enough time, change the population and the dynamics within a herd.
Nesvik calls the plan a living document that can be adjusted and changed as managers learn more in the field, and he says the public will continue to have opportunities to weigh in.
This plan, now that it's approved, does not become frozen in time, and our intent is that we learn more about the disease and we learn more about how it affects Wyoming, that we will continue to adapt the plan and make it better.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.